So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to the Gym Profit Rocket podcast. I'm really excited to have you today and actually super pumped about today's topic, because today we are talking about rituals. So this is something that I do. You may have your own ritual, and I just really wanted to just go through mine today. I thought it would be useful. This is a topic I actually speak with a lot of people about, really just go on mastermind rants with a bunch of my buddies about, because I truly believe in rituals and I truly believe in routine as much as I resisted it from the beginning. And what it comes down to is routines are setting yourself up for success. That's how I look at rituals, and I use ritual and routine synonymously here as the same thing. And it's interesting because I, like many others, avoided a calendar for the longest time. I thought that it was something that was going to be controlling me. I thought that it was something that if I succumbed my life to a calendar, that somehow I would be, you know, beckoned to be controlled by it. And at the end of the day, that actually is the case. But what I realized is that by doing that and by putting everything, not only professionally, but also personally in my calendar, I was controlling my time. I was in command of my time. I could actually predict what I was going to be doing when, and I could easily see my gaps, my free time, if you will, where I could put in anything else I wanted to in my life. And here's the deal, and this is a great quote that I heard, is that if you don't own your time, someone else will. All right, so let that sink in. If you don't own your time, someone else will, because there's always going to be people pulling at us. As entrepreneurs, there's always questions, there's always problems, there's always fires to put out. But if we don't manage that time, we will feel like we've never accomplished anything at the end of the day. A great buddy of mine in high school, Matt Bach, told me, Matt, if you're listening, man, thank you so much for this. But he told me organization is the key to success. And this was back when we were like 16 years old. And of course, we're like, yeah, whatever, man. Well, he was completely right. And it comes down to that exact same fact that I was talking about. Because if we're not organized with our time, then someone else is going to demand our time. And we will most likely give it to them. So let's get into it right here. I'm just going to go through my morning routine here and just pretty much just rant on the sections and just kind of go through and give a little bit more detail of exactly what I'm doing and how it's working for me. So first things first, in the morning, I get up at 4:30 a.m. Now, I will actually say that these are traditional. Sometimes it changes here and there, but my morning wake-up time is 4:30 a.m. And the first thing I do when I roll out of bed is Japanese water therapy. And this is actually drinking 32 to 48 ounces of water. And you try to do this relatively quickly. Now, I don't just jam it down my throat. I drink 24 ounces basically right away when I get up. And then I wash my face, put my contacts in, and I go down and I drink another, call it 16 to 24 ounces, depending upon the day. I usually tend to get about 40 ounces of water in this. And basically the whole idea behind this, other than the fact, and I'm actually going to start with, the fact that it feels like when you take a shower, all right, when you're really tired in the morning, and you take a shower, you're like, oh, great, now I'm awake. This is literally the equivalent of what it feels like. So if you're doing Japanese water therapy and you're taking a shower, you are going to be like ready to crush the day. But the whole idea behind Japanese water therapy is that most ailments begin with an unhealthy gut. And what this does, this actually helps clean your stomach and boost your digestive system. And it's huge. And the Japanese really consider the early AM to be like the golden hours, is really what they call it. And they believe that drinking water at this time not only promotes weight loss, but it also can actually help with a ton of health problems. So that's what I do. And why question that? Why question that history? Because, you know, it was something that I just said, hey, you know what, I'm just going to give it a try, see what it does. And immediately I noticed that it woke me up. And that's really all I needed. I was like, wow, okay, I feel way more alert, and I'm ready to tackle the day. So basically how it works. So as soon as I wake up in the morning, again, like I said, I drink my 24 ounces right away, and then I take a little bit of time because, you know, if you drink so much water at one time, when I first started this, I actually started feeling a little bit nauseous, and I'm like, well, this is a little bit counterintuitive here. This is a little bit, you know, counterproductive, I guess I should say. So I started doing it, you know, splitting it a little bit. But either way, how it works is you want to be drinking between 4 and 6 8-ounce glasses of water really within the first, call it 10 to 15 minutes after you wake up. And after that, you're going to be avoiding eating or drinking anything for at least 45 minutes to let everything settle. And then after that, you can just continue with your daily routine here. So that's how my morning starts here. And then by about 4:45 a.m., I'm in the car and I'm off to the gym. And that's actually when I'm doing my reading time, my first bout of reading in the morning, my studying. I like to start off, my mind's fresh. I like to get my mindset right. This is really considered my mindset training time, is right here. When I jump in that car, put it on an audiobook, I'm ready to rock and roll. So right now, what I'm actually going through is that for the fifth time, I'm going through Think and Grow Rich. Every single time I tend to read it, it's mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. It's got to be my favorite, if not one of my top, say, three favorite books. So I'm toggling between that, .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and then also The Closer Survival Guide by Grant Cardone. So that brings me to about 5 o'clock. I get to the gym at 5 o'clock. I hit my workout. My workout takes me about an hour and 15 minutes between going in, changing, doing the workout, changing again, getting back out to the car. After that, I'm in the car and I'm doing about 20 minutes of reading on the way home. I take a different route, brings me a little bit longer, but I like to get 35 minutes of reading right away in the morning. And I basically just continue that same book. If I'm reading the one book, I'll stick to that. I'm kind of not a shifter. I have, like I said, I'm toggling between those, between all those different books I mentioned. But if I'm dedicating my morning, say, to Think and Grow Rich, the first 15 minutes, I'm also going to finish off with Think and Grow Rich. Maybe the next day I might switch to a different book, but one day I dedicate to one specific area. That just works for me. Some people like to be all over the place. Great, whatever works for you. I'm just sharing what works best for me. So that's my mindset training. It's the reading on the way there. It's my workout, because again, that gets my mind primed. And then it's my reading on the way home. My mindset is ready to rock and roll. Then I get into what I call soul set training. And that's at 6:45. So 6:45, I'm home and I actually jump into my massage chair. I've got a nice massage chair. And that's actually where I jump into and I review my goals. And basically I update them. I'm looking at my year. I'm looking at my quarter. I'm looking at my month goals. I review those priorities and put any updates in there. Man, I can't even tell you how inspiring this period of time is. This is literally about 8 minutes. Is literally what it is, 8-9 minutes or so. But I'm reading through my goals in all areas of my life. That's how I have my goals set. So I have them set by spiritual, mental, financial, family, work, social, and physical. And I look at what I want to be, do, and have in all those particular areas. And again, like I said, I'm updating them. I have that in the yearly, the quarterly, the monthly, and then I'm actually working on the weekly as well. But anything that I want to change here, if I'm not just reading through, most days I'm actually finding myself at this point, at least I'm reading it through because it's right on point. It's right on point. It's right on point. But anytime I have a change, it's so inspiring to make that change because I'm like, yes, yes. It just feels so much more accurate. Every little minute change, I'm just like, that's what I want. That's what I want. And you walk away so inspired because you're like, yes, that's what I want. That's what I'm focusing on. Literally in 8 to 9 minutes, that is just game changing. All right. Hits the soul. Next, we're talking about 6:53, man. I'm to the minute here is where I'm really, going through my review. And again, this isn't a perfect day. Am I off a little bit here and there? Of course. But I'm getting into my gratitude primer. My gratitude primer is the next thing. And this is a 7-minute exercise that I actually created. It's a program, or part of a program, I should say, that I'm going to be releasing. And it's called the Fit Mind Tuner, is the program that I'm going to be releasing here. But, it goes with all 7 areas of your life. And any area that you're feeling lack in, like I mentioned before, spiritual, mental, finance, family, work, social, or physical, any of those areas is basically what you're concentrating on. This one here, what I'm doing is like an add-on, and it's a gratitude primer. And I'm actually just gonna go through some of the questions that I'm asking myself and then I'm answering over this 7-minute exercise. And basically how it works is that it reads it to me, and then roughly I have between 30 seconds and 2 minutes, depending upon the particular question, to actually delve into, answer it, or just visualize exactly what's going on here. So first things first, it starts with visualize my highest values in action. So I'm going through my most important things to me in my life, and I'm just visualizing them coming true. I'm visualizing myself living those. Next, I get into 3 things I'm grateful for. So I list 3 things that come right to the top of my mind that I'm grateful for at that particular moment. And if I get stumped in any way, shape, or form, I go right back to those 7 areas of life. I say, okay, spiritually, what am I grateful for? Okay, mentally, what am I grateful for? Financially, what am I grateful for? Family, what am I grateful for? Work, what am I grateful for? Social, physical. So I go through all those, and it's really no problem coming up with that gratitude. In fact, I'll actually go through, because I have, you know, ample period of time. I think it's like a minute, 15 seconds for that particular question. And I'll go through and list out like 7, 8, 9. I'll get as many as I possibly can. And the better you get at this, the more you'll be able to rant out. Do I repeat them? 100%, 100%. I think that's completely great. If you actually have 10 things that you're grateful for and you're reciting them every single day, that's awesome. But also what I actually promote you to do and what I challenge you to do is search outside that, because it's the new things that you actually were not expecting to say that are going to be the most heartfelt to you, and they're going to be the most impactful for you that particular day moving forward. It's going to set your tone for that day in a way that you really weren't expecting it to. All right, next, 3 goals I'm committed to that I already see is done. I love this because, okay, it's 3 goals that I'm committed to, and again, I'm so certain in these goals that I already see them as done. And I review them, I picture myself doing them and acting upon those goals. It's a visualization. Then I go into gratitude for what has been fulfilled. So what's been fulfilled for me, and I really try to do it, you know, within the last day, or, you know, if I'm a little bit stumped, I'll just go through again in the last, say, month time period or the last quarter. I tend to work, you know, inside out. So day, week, month, quarter. And again, that's a certain period of time. So I try to accumulate as many as I can. Then I get into this question, which I love. How can I love more? So it really just gets, for me, it gets into like my patience. Am I being patient, you know, with my children? Am I being patient with my wife? Am I being patient with myself? Am I being patient with my coworkers? Am I being patient with my clients? Whatever it may be, how can I love more? How can I actually increase my empathy with everyone that I'm in touch with and everyone I'm associating with? Next is, what can I do more lovingly? And again, you know, for me, this really comes down to making sure that I'm actually giving people my 100% undivided attention, that I'm asking about them, I'm asking about their goals, I'm asking about what struggles that they're having, and then trying to give as much experience share as I can. You know, here's my experience with that, and really just trying to truly help them in their path and help them get to their goals. And then finally, what love am I grateful for? So again, it's the grateful or the expressing gratitude for the love that others are expressing towards me. So that is the, is that the final question? Yes, that's the final question with that. And that brings me to 7 a.m. 7 a.m., I'm getting into a guided meditation. And basically what I'm using right now is Calm. I've also tried Headspace. And for me individually, I prefer Calm. I prefer Calm with that. And they have a lot of great programs in there. And it's usually a self-guided between 10 and 14 minutes is what I'm doing there at 7 o'clock. That brings me to 7:15. And at 7:15, I'm actually going until 8:10. So I give myself 55 minutes. And that's project work. That's basically my most important thing that I just want to put some efforts into, because I mean, at that point, I am just amped up. I am amped up. My mindset is right. My soul set is right. And I'm just going to crush whatever I need to crush, or whatever I choose to crush, I should say, for that next 55 minutes. And at that point, at 8:10, I'm in with my family, in with my kids, and I spend with them from 8:10 until 9 o'clock every single morning. Then I'm back to it. And then in the evening time, you know, well, actually, let me get into this. So through the day, I want to share with you some encouraging, actually, reminders I actually get throughout the day. These are awesome. And for this, I'm actually just using my reminders app on my iPhone. And I've basically just set up a series of different reminders throughout the day to just keep myself amped, to keep my mind set in check, to keep my soul set in check, and just to keep everything relative and to not get not get distracted by the minutiae and by the swarm of, say, chaos throughout the day. I like to keep it controlled. I like to keep myself under control, because again, if I'm not controlling myself, then everything else on the outside is going to be controlling me or trying to. So at 6:45, I get a reminder that says, review my big picture goals. It's basically just a reminder. If I haven't done that, review those goals. Look at all seven areas of what I want to be, do, and have. Look at those. At 7:55, I get another one that says, what, how, and to who will I give today? I love that. What am I going to give today? How am I going to give it? And to who will I give it today? And it's really just, say, leadership or encouragement or whatever it may be, mentoring, whatever it may be, whatever it may pertain. And then at 10 o'clock, I get a reminder to listen to my affirmations. Love that. 11 o'clock, I get one that says, am I focusing on what I want? Because so many times we actually tend to focus on what's going wrong, what's going wrong. I want to really make sure that my mind is focused on exactly what I want, exactly what my goals are. Yes, there's going to be challenges throughout the day, but am I focused on exactly what I want? And if I'm not, I'm distracted and I'm not going to be heading towards what I want. Case in point, period. At 12 o'clock noon, I get, am I being patient with my challenges and with others? Another great reminder to keep my mindset, keep my soul set straight, make sure I'm serving others and really focus towards that. 2 p.m., am I being optimistic, enthusiastic, loving, and grateful? Again, just questions to be like, yes or no, yes or no. And if it's not, boom, what can I do right away? Many times if I'm not, I'll slip away and do a quick 3-minute meditation or something like that just to get myself in check and get myself tuned again and ready to rock and roll. 4 p.m., what am I grateful for right now? And it says appreciation, not expectation. There's always going to be challenges going around. What can I be appreciative for right now? What can I be grateful for right now? And again, that really just pulls me out of the hole wherever I am. It's all these different, you know, things coming throughout the day that if I'm down, boom, it lifts me back up. So many opportunities to get lifted back up here. 6:30 p.m. Every day is a great day. What am I grateful for now? Again, another question of what are you grateful for now? What are you grateful for now? 7:45 p.m. What am I grateful for now? One more of those. So throughout the day, I have 9 of those reminders that pop up. And then I get into my evening, which is 6:30 p.m. This is the last thing I do in my so-called workday. All right, I set my next day's priorities, all right, the top 3 things I want to accomplish the next day, and then I actually create my next workout for the next morning so that I actually don't have to do it in the morning. It's a beautiful thing. And then at 6:45, it's family time the rest of the evening, say from 6:45 to about 8:30. Kids go to bed about that time, and I'm spending the rest of the evening with my wife, so call it between like 8:45 to about, say, 10 o'clock, and then it's time to catch some Z's. All right, now, a couple things that I want to add in, that I'm actually looking to add in, is actually what's called heart set training. And it's basically, you know, and that's just what I'm calling it here, but journaling. It's journaling to release everything, release the good, release the bad, what's on your mind, to basically leave your mind 100% clear. That's gonna be something I'm actually gonna be planning on putting in, you know, right after, roughly about 7 o'clock. I'm going to give myself about 10 minutes of that, and that way I'll still have 45 minutes to bang out a hardcore project in the morning before I go in and spend some family time. So that is my ritual. That is my routine. I'm hoping you got a ton out of that. Again, take what you will and put it into what's going to give you the best day that you can possibly do. What's going to basically get you primed to make sure that you just crush your day and accomplish the life of your dreams, because that is what this is all about. So thank you so much for watching. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.